Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Michigan school's racial Christmas directives are unconstitutional. Frankly, they're absurd. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
I think we can add another adjective in there, Matt, and unbelievable. Also,
this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You think you've seen some of the most absurd, crazy, out-of-this-world situations. We just had one with Wauwatosa, where no red and green.
Right.
They backed down, but no red and green. You could celebrate snow persons, not snowmen, but snow persons. You could even celebrate the northern lights, the aurora borealis, as long as you don't do red and green, because those are Christmas colors.
But this one in Michigan is all about, quote unquote, decentering Christmas.
Yeah, decentering Christmas. And so what's the center of Christmas? They say, well, it's racist. It's white supremacy. It's whiteness.
White Santas and all that stuff.
So they want you to be inclusive. So in 2021, 2022, there was a so-called racial guide sent to teachers. We are doing a preemptive demand letter to make sure that there is no such directive coming out this year. It looks like they're already in the process of doing that.
As well as rescind these past 2 years, what they've sent out to these teachers. And we've had many complain, by the way.
Yeah, it's decentering Christmas, holiday celebrations, racial justice guide. That's what they actually published.
That was 2021.
That was 2021. And in 2022, they had winter celebrations, communication, FAQ. That was published in December of 2022. So they're getting right at this time to publish it. And we wanted to be preemptive because we've gotten a lot of complaints from staff from this particular school, the Holt Public Schools in Michigan. They said that they want to be inclusive and they want to have things based upon equity. Well, the problem is that they are unconstitutional policies.
And discriminating against Christianity and those holidays, including Christmas.
So we have this director at the time of diversity, equity, and inclusion sent out this holiday celebrations to teachers that included the following. Said many students and teachers and staff may express excitement during the upcoming weeks as we look forward to having an extended break and possibly engaging in holiday activities.
Holiday, notice.
While this may be an exciting time for many people, others may lack a sense of belonging. As we continue our commitment toward creating a more inclusive learning community with intentional equity work, I want to provide additional opportunities for reflection and growth. Therefore, I ask you to review the meaning of decentering Christmas and the reflection questions provided below. While reviewing this material, this memo says, please understand that a diverse display of non-religious celebrations demonstrates support for the winter season and the importance of community. So, decentering Christmas, what does it mean? Does it mean canceling Christmas? That is the article. What does it mean? Here's what it means. It's not to encourage, the practice is not to encourage teachers and schools to ignore holidays. Ignoring holidays completely is similar to a race, color, evasive approach. So it's not for you to just ignore them.
But this is ironic because they do want you to ignore Christmas.
But they don't want you to really ignore it. They want you to use this as a learning moment.
Oh, and really think about this. These teachers want to reflect
on
this.
Yeah, so don't ignore it. Use it and reframe it as to something that it's not, and in this case, that it is a whiteness celebration.
So, yeah, and all these questions that he posed to teachers, as well as recommended resources. And let's just talk about some of those recommended resources.
So here's what he says, though. This directive says it's not to encourage you to ignore the holidays. The holidays and cultural religious practices are important aspects of people's identities. Instead, how can we, quote, and I'm reading all this as a quote, dismantle the hierarchy of religious practices and holidays? So don't ignore it. Let's see how we can dismantle the hierarchy of religious practices and holidays. Well, what in the world is the hierarchy of religious practices and holidays? And what that is obviously the issue of Christmas is a problem because that's the holiday that we're celebrating.
It's Christ's birth that we're celebrating.
So and the fact that there's a Santa that's white, that's a problem as well.
Yeah, but listen to some of these resources, Matt. A Racial Justice Guide to the Winter Holiday Season for Educators and Families. This is what he's recommended they read. Culturally Responsive Instruction for Holiday and Religious Celebrations, as well as other essays, including Dear White People, The Holiday Season is the Best Time to Tell Our Grandparents to Stop Being Racist. Do the Holidays Need to Be a Celebration of Whiteness?
These are all different resources now that this cultural diversity equity director is wanting the people to read. So don't jettison Christmas, but dismantle it so that it's not on the hierarchical. So you got to bring it down. Even though we celebrate Christmas, we have off on Christmas, you've got to dismantle it. Mm-hmm. And here's a bunch of resources. And like you said, Dear White People, this is a resource.
Or how
Dear White People,
yeah.
Is this the best time to tell our grandparents to stop being racist?
Or how about Dreaming of a Not White Christmas, Why I'm Embracing Black Santa and Black Jesus?
Yeah, or Black, White, or Imaginary, Santa's Race Has the U.S. in a Christmas Kerfuffle. What? I mean,
this is a school, Matt. This is what really bothers me, is this is school. These are people that educate our students. And so you've put them in charge of educating our students. That's why we're seeing the ramifications of the behavior that's happening in our society, because you're putting this propaganda in there.
There's another resource that they list. Racists freak out over Black Santa at Mall of America. You know, it's unbelievable. They have other resources for educators on the winter holidays.
Mm.
They have the one called Christian Privilege, Hegemony, and the Winter Holiday Season. Islam, Islamophobia, and the Winter Holiday Season. Judaism, Anti-Semitism, and the Winter Holiday Season. Celebrating Las Tres Reyes Magos, Three Kings Day, and the Winter Holiday Season. And all these different racist essays.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So they're wanting you to take Christmas and celebrate the winter holiday aspect of it, not Christmas, but to use Christmas as a way to push this racist idea that it is a whiteness celebration.
All this is based on critical race theory as well as discriminating against Christianity, obviously.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We've never seen anything quite like this.
No,
we've had a lot of weird stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
Including the Wauwatosa, no red and green, but we've had no red and green in the past. It's raised its ugly head again. We thought we were long past the bans on red and green, which we've encountered over the years since we launched our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign.
Well, these teachers can't decorate or wear red and green either.
No, they can't wear red and green.
No.
But they have to decenter Christmas. So it's beyond red and green. So
red and green
is just a basic. No red and green, no traditional celebration of Christmas. You've got to literally kick Christmas off of its hierarchy and dismantle it so that Christmas is no longer a time of the year that people are celebrating. It's just winter. And you're going to have a little extra break, so you celebrate that. Believe it or not, they give you movies that you shouldn't actually watch.
Yeah, and last year, 2022, in fact, they published a Winter Celebrations Communication FAQ. And in that, they posed questions that teachers might have, which you're about to talk about with what they can do in their classroom.
Yeah.
So it's like showing a movie. Can we show a movie
so
for Christmas?
If you have a teacher, here's an FAQ about, well, can we show a movie? Quote, showing a movie as part of your thoughtful learning activities, covering a broad spectrum of cultural backgrounds that does not center one culture over another is acceptable. In other words, showing, however, the secular movie such as Home Alone is not okay.
I guess because the characters are white? I don't know.
Well, because it's also about Christmas.
True.
And he gets left home alone.
True.
And I guess they are white. So it's a Christmas thing, and it's a racist thing. So no Home Alones. No viewing Home Alone this Christmas season. Probably not even a Chevy Chase, you know, Christmas holiday. Nothing like that. Unbelievable. Well, we sent a demand letter, and we're waiting for a response from this ridiculous school. Stay tuned for the response. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas, and learn more about our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign and our Naughty and Nice list.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.